Hare Krishna. So we are here in the second chapter, and we saw that Arjuna is full of tears on the chariot in the battlefield, and Krishna is there on the chariot. Now, after looking at Arjuna's state, Krishna started chastising left and right. If you remember in the second shloka, Krishna started saying, Kutastva Kashmalamidam? Where did this impurity come from? And that too at this state, Vishame Samapastitam, in this critical state. And then Krishna says, Anarya Jushtam, this doesn't suit a person like you who knows the value of life. Then he says, Aswargyam, surely this will not award you liberation or Swarga. Akirtikaram, and in this life, forget about next life, in this life, you're committing such an infamous act. And then after that, Krishna becomes even more heavy, and that's what is the verse that we are seeing today. Verse number 3. It goes like this. Klaibhyam masmagama partha naitatvaya papadyate shudram hradaya daurbalyam tyaktvo tishtha parantapa. Now Krishna has become so heavy, he's saying Klaibhyam masmagama. No, he's calling him Klaibhya, important. Klaibhyam masmagama. Give up this cowardness. And then he says, Naitatvaya upapadyate partha. This doesn't suit a person like you. Oh, partha. Now, hope we remember the meaning of partha. Wherever Krishna wants to remind Arjuna that you're a kshatriya, there he uses the word partha. You are in a dynasty of kshatriya. Your mother is Pritha, and she is my father's sister, and my father is a Kshatriya, I am a Kshatriya, you are my friend, you are a Kshatriya, what are you doing? So he's saying, Klaibhyam masmagama partha naitatvaya upapadyate, this doesn't suit you, give up this cowardness, give up this importance. And at that time, suppose Arjuna might be saying that, no, Krishna, look, let me clear to you. So it's not, I'm not coward, and there's not importance. It's actually the discrimination based on religious principles. Actually, my heart feels for Bhishma and Drona and all my relatives. And at that time, Krishna is saying, that's what I'm talking about. Shudram hridaya daurbalyam. This is not feeling from the heart. This is weakness of the heart. Shudram hridaya daurbalyam. Pity, weakness of the heart. Now, Arjuna might be saying that, no, this is not weakness, this compassion, for these personalities. And Krishna is saying, Tyaktva, whatever it is, give it up. Uttishta Parantapa, get up. You're Parantapa, you're chastiser of enemy. What are you doing? What are you doing, O Arjuna? What are you doing, O Parantapa? So in this way, Krishna is just slapping him left and right, starting with the word Klaibhyam. Now, why is this Krishna? Why is Krishna doing this? Now, let's try to understand. Prabhupada very beautifully is mentioning in the purport. Prabhupada says here, if the son of a Kshatriya declines to fight, he is a Kshatriya in name only. And if the son of a Brahmana acts impiously, he is a Brahmana in name only. Such Kshatriyas and Brahmanas and unworthy sons of their fathers. So basically, if a Brahmana, if a person born in a Brahmanical family, if he doesn't act like a Brahmana, he cannot be called as a Brahmana. In fact, in Sanskrit, in Vedic culture, such a person is called as Brahma Bandhu, just for the namesake. And similarly, a person taking birth in a Kshatriya family, if he is not acting like a Kshatriya, Kshatriya means what? Facing challenges. And if he is not doing that, he cannot be called a Kshatriya. He'll just be a Kshatriya in namesake, and they will not be worthy sons of their fathers, for sure. And so Krishna uses the word Partha, saying, oh Arjuna, listen to me. You don't become a Kshatriya just for namesake, in name only. This is not correct. You are such a great personality. You are Parantapa. You are chastiser of enemy. So get up. Uttishta. Get up and fight. Now, this point is very nice to understand what is Arjuna's situation. And why is Krishna so telling him that, no, you have to get up, you have to fight? Why is he saying that? Prabhupada gives the reason of the same. See, understand Arjuna's situation. So Arjuna is the most intimate friend of Krishna. And who is Krishna? In the previous video we discussed, he's Bhagavan. No, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just imagine, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is there on the chariot to give guidance. And then, he's also acting like an intimate friend. And even after all these credits, if a person is not using it, how infamous this will be. This entire situation will be so infamous. In fact, this act will be called as a great infamous act. And that's what Krishna does not want his friend to go through. Krishna is really caring for the image of Arjuna. So he's saying, don't do this. People will talk about you. That, you know, you being a Parantapa, chastiser of enemy, you didn't fight. Then what is Arjuna expected to do? What should he do? Last line. Prabhupada says, such magnanimity. So Arjuna is showing magnanimity, right? He's becoming magnanimous. No, I'll not fight. I'll just forgive all of them. This magnanimity that Arjuna is showing. Or so-called non-violence. A Kshatriya becoming non-violent doesn't go well. So what should he do? Should be given up. That so-called magnanimity, so-called non-violence should be given up by persons like Arjuna. And do what? This should be done under the guidance of the great personality, Krishna. So very nice point. Even for all of us as well. We also have Krishna in our heart. We have him in our life. So, like Krishna is there on the chariot, besides Arjuna, Krishna is there in our heart. And no, we have taken a position like Arjuna. So, we have to act under the guidance of Krishna. So, this is a very, very important point. In this way, we see Krishna is trying his best. Get up! Uttheshta! Get up! Now, we'll see what is Arjuna's reply after hearing such chastisement from Krishna. So that is verse number 4. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.